On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are talking to the superintendents of the two largest high schools in Tuolumne County. Early in the show, we're talking to Michael Merrill with Somerville. Later, we'll be talking to Ed Pelfrey over at Sonora High School. Superintendent Merrill, continuing on our conversation, is there anything else you'd like to add just in regards to the response to COVID-19 and things that the district's doing?
I would say that the most important thing that we have done in Tuolumne County is to bring all of our superintendents together on a weekly call with our public health officials, and that's been extremely helpful to stay as much in touch with the changing dynamics of this COVID virus as possible. Public health has been very helpful in making some decisions that we need to know to best proceed.
You know, prior to COVID-19, I know we were talking on some of these shows about finishing up the recent bond projects on campus. Are those projects all now complete now, I assume?
All of our projects are complete. The last two projects after my arrival were the shade structure outside of our cafeteria, which is used daily by lots and lots of people. It's great. And also our art room, which definitely needed to be redone. The old portable had served its purpose. And so now we've just recently put a shed outside of the art room for storage, and our teacher, Sarah Castle, is very excited about all that. So we do have one project that will be upcoming from the previous bond, and that is just to relocate the discus ring that had been placed in the center of our field to outside of that area just for a safety purpose. Throwing the discus in the middle of the field when all kinds of people are around just doesn't seem safe. So we're going to be looking at moving that down by the baseball field.
You know, in recent years, have you noticed kind of enrollment trends staying about the same, or have they been going up and down at Somerville?
We were seeing kind of a decline in enrollment, and then all of a sudden this year there's a slight uptick, and we hope to see a bit of an uptick again next year. Just by the number of incoming eighth graders. So we have a smaller senior class that'll go out this year, but the incoming eighth grade class looks to be a little larger. So certainly as a revenue limit district, it does help to have more students. So we're excited about that.
You know, now in the midst of the new school year, for this new school year, have you had many changes at all when it comes to the leadership team or longtime teachers or that type of thing?
Our leadership team has remained the same since I've been here. It's been really nice. So, you know, as far as we did have a couple of retirements last year, but, you know, for the most part, hiring some new staff just to be able to decrease class size. We've seen an increase a bit in our special education population, so we hired another special education teacher. And then we also took the Independent Living Skills program that was a regional program through the Tuolumne County Office of Education, and we kind of rebuilt that into a Functional Living Skills program, which now is run by the district. And so we hired an instructor for that as well. So, and then through that started a learning center on campus, which is a blended model of regular education and special education students. For additional instructional support.
You know, what would you say are some of the things that make Somerville High School really unique and kind of stand out?
I think the family nature of the school really is the thing that comes most to mind for me. We have, obviously, the Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy, that dependent charter on our campus, and so that allows us to have some 7th and 8th graders as well, up to 30 students in the 7th and 8th grade year, and then, so they may stay 6 years on our campus, which is an exciting time for them. So the Visual and Performing Arts Academy is definitely a unique feature for this school. But just the number of curricular programs that we offer, the programs outside of the academic sector, clubs, there's so many ways for students to get involved, and we're excited when we see that happen. Coming back to school full-time has allowed that to really come to fruition.
Do you notice, do a majority of Somerville students end up going on to post-education opportunities, or do others, or do many try to get jobs?
We see a lot of our students that go directly off to college, and with a Promise scholarship through Columbia College, we see more than half of our students now heading toward that free education, the 2 years of public education at the collegiate level, which is a phenomenal offering for them. But we still have a lot of students that go to four-year colleges. We have a significant number that do enter our military or trade or technical schools, and then some that go off to work directly and may come back to an education later on.
Yeah, I imagine many people are giving Columbia College a much harder look now with that Promise Scholarship.
Not only the beautiful campus that it sits on, but that Promise Scholarship really is a draw for many of our students.
Well, Superintendent Merrill, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Oh, I just thank you for having the opportunity to talk with both Ed and I, and we're very proud of our programs, obviously, and we thank our community for really rallying around us now, especially as we go through so many different trying times.
Well, we thank Superintendent Merrill for kicking things off this weekend, the superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District. We're going to take another break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment and extended portion is going to be coming up next with Superintendent Ed Pelfrey at Sonora High School.